Well, hello and welcome, everybody. I'm so glad to have you today at the Voices of Courage show. Hey, let me ask you something. How's your happiness quotient right now? You know, are you feeling happy? Are you always happy? You know, I've learned over the years, nobody can make you happy if you choose to be happy, and nobody can make you unhappy if you choose to be unhappy. But you know what? A lot of people forget that. I know I forget that now and then. Today, we're going to be talking about mental wellness. We're going to be talking about the mind, how to be able to really use your mind in an appropriate way so that you bring in more happiness, more joy, more love. Listen, it's not all about being positive. We're going to give you some absolutely amazing tools so that you're going to be able to really start to shift your happiness in ways that will support you. You know, we're coming into a season right now that some can be stressful. You know, there's a lot going on in the world, a lot of stressors. But how do you maintain your equilibrium? How do you just stay joyful, stay even-minded, stay full of grace maybe on a daily basis? Well, I have an expert today that's going to give us the insights on how to do this. He's got a new book out. We'll be talking all about that. All right, I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, we will interview my guest. Take care.
Imagine this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I have my guest, Bob Gardner, here. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ken. This should be an exciting ride for everybody, hopefully.
Oh, I hope so. You know, I just always come up with some of the most amazing guests that come into this show, and you're one of them. I'm just really grateful to have you on the show. For those of you that don't know Bob, he is the founder of the Freedom Specialist, a body-based approach to happiness, health, and well-being. He's also the author of the book Built for Freedom and the host of the inspirational podcast Alive and Free. So yeah, we got some things in common, podcast and health and fitness and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you get into this game?
I got into this game because I messed up my life and had to figure it out. It was not a game I chose.
I
grew up as a son of a military. My father was a fighter pilot. We moved around a lot. Somewhere along the way, I developed a sense of not belonging, a sense of feeling like I was in some way, shape, or form defective or didn't fit in with everybody else. And that kind of went with me for a while. And then as I grew up, I developed some other kind of addictive behaviors. I used pornography and sexual addiction stuff. I got into some drugs and other types of things. And I at first was looking at them purely out of curiosity and pretty soon discovered that those felt way better than trying to figure out all of the other problems I had in life. And so I was coming at it from this place of being an addict, from this place of being somebody who was on bipolar sort of manic mood swings up and down and up and down. I had suicidal thoughts considerably and started sort of planning my exit route many times. But the only thing that kept me back was that I didn't want to cause other people pain. And then one day my wife told me that she was done. So we had four kids at the time and I was already struggling. And then in that space, I was also having to confront the notion that I was going to be alone for the rest of my life on top of it. And that sort of tipped the cards in favor of me figuring some things out. And I honestly figured them out for myself at first. I was like, I don't want to continue living this way. I had done counseling and programs and 12-step programs and was facilitating with those and doing all kinds of other things that I could to try and figure it out. I learned a lot of great things, but the freedom I wanted, the happiness that I wanted to be an instinct that I didn't have to sit there and consciously have to work at and maintain, that wasn't showing up. I didn't buy the party line that addiction had to be something that I would always be an addict, and I didn't buy that these things like depression and anxiety stuff were things I was only going to be able to manage or cope. There was some instinct inside of me that said, hey, that's one way to live, but what if there's another way? And so I went to try and figure it out. I tested out a bunch of things with myself. I went back to my roots. I was a martial artist growing up and had run a martial arts school for a number of years. And so I was teaching all of these body-based things and I started systematically going, well, let me link up all of these emotions and thoughts and feelings that I'm having with what's happening in my body. And I discovered that they're inseparable. And I figured out that if I could work on my body and retrain my body, just like you can teach it any kind of skill set from walking, riding a bike, swimming, petting your stomach and rubbing your head at the same time or whatever it is, that also happiness and freedom are a skill as well. So that's how it started.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, and one of the things I loved about your approach, which is you're starting with the body. A lot of people start with the mind and they try to outthink their disease. They start to outthink their problems. And, you know, so many times it doesn't work. Some people it does, but not everybody. So let's talk about the body approach and how that, how do you start with that? How do you start with your body? Let's say I'm feeling anxiety every day, you know, in my chest, right? How would we work on that?
Yeah. So, one of the things I teach people is what I call emotional ninjutsu because I'm a nerd and I loved the Ninja Turtles growing up and I was a martial artist and all these things. And I was like, this would be cool, you know, disappear without trace from the grasp of emotion. This would be awesome. So one of the things I teach them is the first step is what you would see in most mindfulness circles. You describe feeling anxiety in your chest. I would have people get much more granular than that, like where in your chest and what parts of your body are not feeling anxiety. Because most people assume that when they have an emotional problem, that it's everywhere and it's centered somewhere, but it's everywhere. But when they really look, you'd be surprised. Your ears do not get super emotional. Your nose, your nostrils, your bum cheeks and your knee pits and your toenails. There's so many areas of your body that are not actually engaged in the emotional response. And seeing that makes the emotion smaller because you realize, oh, I'm tense here. I'm breathing this way. My posture is like this. My eyes are darting back and forth. Okay, so that's what I'm feeling. I've been labeling it as anxiety. And if we strip the label off, what exactly am I experiencing? It's not a mystical thing called anxiety. It is eyes going this way, breathing going this way, tension in my chest. Those are things that any human being can actually change. It doesn't require a diagnosis, a prescription, or anything of that sort. So what I have people do is, well, let's change one of those variables and let's see what happens. You'd be surprised. Like I'm anxious and my eyes are darting to and fro. I have them zone out and relax their vision. And it's surprising how much you can't keep on obsessive thoughts when your eyes kind of glaze over. It's hard to obsess over something when you don't have tunnel vision. And the same thing with your chest. If you're tight in your chest, I'll have them breathe, because breathing moves the chest. It sort of massages it from the inside. So I'll have them do some breaths, and then I'll have them, with anxiety in particular, because it's an amped up neurological response, I'll have them hold on empty as long as it's comfortable, and then breathe normal, and then take some deep breaths, like 5 deep breaths, like forceful ones like that, and then hold on empty again. And, you know, 2 or 3 times, they'd be surprised. It changes a lot of things.
Wow. Okay. I'm really loving this approach. You know, it's been said that this is the planet of addiction. And there's a lot of people that are running around, whether it's sex addiction, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, addiction to relationship, addiction to religion, addiction to whatever, you know, just name it. It seems like we, you know, pornography, on and on it goes. So do you believe that the addictions are tuned in with this lack of being able to maybe manage the body, control the body, be able to understand the body? Is that what we're talking about here? Do you think that there's a direct correlation with this?
There was for me, and there has been for all these thousands of people I've worked with, that as I teach them to get in tune with what they're actually experiencing, as they retrain that, at first it's conscious. At first it takes effort. You know, it takes some willpower to be aware of how you're feeling and to shift it. Mm-hmm. But as you retrain it, your body learns a new way of operating. See, what people call compulsive behaviors is really just evidence of your brilliance, Ken, or anybody else's brilliance. You are an intelligent being that has come to this planet without any preparation whatsoever. You came naked, tiny, defenseless, couldn't feed yourself, couldn't go to the bathroom and the toilet on your own, had no contribution to society whatsoever. And in that state, you learned, like every human being, learned how to survive. And these addictions, quote unquote, are one way that you learn to survive. They're evidence that you're brilliant. They're evidence that you've found a way to survive. You have 100% success rate. They're also evidence that you can learn automatic behaviors, which means that we just have to give your body a different automatic behavior. We just have to train it differently. We don't have to get rid of the old one. Once we give your neurology a new option, the one that feels the best and works the best is the one it will naturally opt for. And so it's that process of shifting things over. That's all we have to do with people. In the beginning, I had to challenge the notion of what an addiction was, because the standard definition is that it is a disorder. Wrong. It's actually evidence of something going right with you, right? You found a solution to a problem that feels bad, right? You know, and you feel better. That it's a disorder, that it is a thing, like a disease. The disease model has been around for a long time. It's been debunked for a long time, but because it sort of entered the social realms and sort of urban myths at the time that it did, when in a vacuum, when people needed an explanation, it's persisted as this is a disease that I'm going to have forever. It's inherited. And all of this stuff is not helping people be free of it. So when I looked at it, I found out that addiction was a theory. It was never proven as a fact. And it was put forth by some really good marketers. Leslie Keeley was this like quack doctor. He was an army medic or something. And then he was looking at some old alchemical texts and looking at Paracelsus and said the father of pharmacology and these things. And he was like, oh, addiction is alcoholism. He started with is a disease and I can cure it. And that caught wildfire at a time when everybody thought addiction was a moral problem.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we're sitting here and people are like, yes, it's a disease. I'm no longer culpable. Wow. I think that's a step in a good direction. Yeah.
So you've really got onto something here, because I was on a show that they were talking about success. Like everybody's successful at everything they do, right? You're successful at drinking alcohol. Okay. You're successful at doing drugs. You're successful at not having a relationship that, works for you. You're successful in every way that is possible. So you're turning it that place. There's no addiction here. It's like you're being successful at what you've come in to work on your body. You're feeling anxiety, so you get a pill and you go, I'm successful managing my anxiety with a pill until you're not. And what you're saying is that you've got a better way to do this, which I love, that we can do naturally, and we can reprogram our body. Can we reprogram our body chemistry too? I guess we could with the different actions, right? Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you think about a baby when they come out of the womb, and I'm so
actually, Bob, I got to take a break. I got to take a break. So we'll take a break. We'll come right back, and let's address that. Let's address that. Okay, we'll be right back.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you're with us today. This is a very important conversation because what we're doing is we're changing the paradigm of disease. We're really looking at it from a different point of view. Well, Bob is. Bob's looking at it. And I'm looking at it with him. I really like the concept. I think it needs to catch fire. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so we were talking about this notion of, can we retrain the body's chemistry? Can we retrain its neurological reaction, its instincts, before it becomes a problem? I cottoned on to this idea because I was training with these Russian special forces guy because I was trying to understand my own fears. I was trying to learn how to master them. And I was trying to be also cool and a spy and all the other things. And I was out training with him. And at one point in time, there's a story that was told by Vladimir, right? That he was one time, he was sent in from Russia to go catch these German spies. And he's fighting with one of them. And as he's fighting with him, he says the guy gets behind him, gets a rope around his neck and starts to choke him out. So everybody in the room is on pins and needles. They're like, okay, well, what happened? How did you defeat the guy? And he goes, well, he choked me out. So there's a deflation in the room and everybody's a little bit like, oh, okay. And he says, you don't understand. While I was unconscious, I broke his arm and I got free and I escaped. And that's when the brains exploded. And that's when everybody went, what? You can train yourself to fight unconscious? And it turns out that it's other conscious. It's not unconscious. It's just other levels of consciousness. And there are ways to train your body to operate at an automatic level with intelligence based on the programs you give it. And I'm taking this and I'm going, awesome. Okay, so I've had these compulsive behaviors. I've had these addictive urges. I've had these other things. How do I do that in my arena, in the arena that I'm looking at? If you think about a baby, babies don't come out really with any instincts. We often say that, you know, they have a strong grip reflex, they react to loud noises, and they react to falling. All of these things are things that they never encountered in the womb, right? They've never encountered loud noises. They're always muffled by a mother's body. They've never fallen because they've been floating in fluid. And so their natural response to that is some wide-eyed sort of, whoa, what is going on? And that's the initial involuntary response. All of a baby's actions are involuntary at first. And over time, the brain learns to coordinate them. So if we can learn to coordinate actions at a biological level, when there's some that are totally involuntary, like the sun comes out, melatonin production changes and all of these other things, there's allergies, but turns out that allergies can go away. And I've seen people have allergies and then get over those allergies, and not through pharmacological means, but just something shifts in their mentality around something and so on. And then there's the second layer of actions that are like instinctive responses. This is what people talk about when they're talking about triggers, like some environmental cue changed and my body went haywire without my control. It's doing that. It wouldn't have done that as a baby. We weren't born having that trigger. It's doing that because some data went into the body, made its way up to the mind, and the mind is like, oh my gosh, I've seen this before. And that's patterned into the body. And so it reacts instinctively, immediately, in the way that it happened the last time, the way that it survived. Basically, your trigger response is how your body has learned to survive. It's a beautiful thing. Now, all we got to do is retrain it, which means we got to bring it to the surface, be aware of it, and then recreate it as much as we can with a new option. And as soon as you have another way of handling this, your body automatically now has it, with two options, it'll always choose the better one. And that goes for chemical responses. That goes for instinctive reactions to flies, like a fly's in your face. Maybe for a long time, you just always do this. And after a while, you're like, well, okay, next time a fly's there, I'm going to breathe different. I'm going to move different. And then the reaction changes. Some people use EFT or tapping, and they'll tap on different parts of the body while they're having the response. And they're grounding themselves and giving their brain better information so that it can make an even more intelligent decision. And this is how we do it all across the board at the retreats I run and everything else. You have one reaction, let's give your body a better option, and it'll choose that automatically eventually.
So it's, you know, I've had experiences driving with people, and we're going over a mountain pass, and all of a sudden, you know, we come around a curve and they can see down. There's fear of falling or fear of accidents, fear of flight. I'm not sure what it is, but they have this reaction, right? And now they're freaking out, and now they're going, slow down. Oh, this is too dangerous. But, and you know, I'm driving, you know, the speed limit, right? So in that moment, you know, how could somebody reprogram their thinking? Let's say they have that fear of, the fear of going over a cliff. That's probably a fear. Yeah. Practically speaking, let's get into this.
Yeah, if there are bigger fears and stuff, like there's a way to look at them individually. But let's start just from the basic thing in that moment. Because sometimes it's not okay. Sometimes it's hard to reprogram a lifelong fear by sticking yourself in the middle of a situation where you're instinctively reacting to it. Mm-hmm. And so like if it's a big thing, like if you felt worthless your entire life, I'm not going to make you feel worthless so that we can reprogram it. There's better, faster ways to do that that are much more effective in a controlled environment. But in the moment in the car, I've had similar types of experiences where I'm driving down the freeway in the rain or in the snow between semis. And I'm like waiting for one of them to slide. And what happens is my body starts to tense up. My breathing starts to get shallow. My face, there's all these other tension patterns. So in that moment, if you're going around the corner and they're afraid of falling or they're afraid of whatever else, and they're like, slow down. Their body is in a situation and they don't realize it because they're stuck in their mind. Their body is reacting the way it's used to reacting. And your thoughts are built on the way your body is. So if you think about, and then we'll get to the practical of what I would do. If you think about how your brain's not touching the outside world at all. So the only way it can see it, if your body is the windshield, then it can see the outside world through that windshield. But if there's mud on the windshield, then your capacity to see reality without distortion gets hampered. And every instinctive reaction you have is like another smattering of mud on the windshield. So they can't see at all, and because their body's like this. And so they think they're in a worse position than they are, because they're just only seeing the world through this lens of what the state of their body. Yes. So that's where I say practically in the car, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
I want you to take a deep breath, blow it out, drop your shoulder. So when I'm driving between the semis, you know, I notice my shoulders are around my ears. So I drop my shoulders and then I wiggle my hips so that I can feel my weight down lower in the car and I can relax. Then I start to breathe. So that I can kind of clean. I'm hijacking the breath. It doesn't matter if you breathe faster or slower. Just change the way that you are breathing, because the way that you are breathing is the way that you are thinking. If you change your breath, you cannot help but change your thoughts. Maybe it's only a little bit at first, but by hijacking all of these little pieces, you are literally moving the dials in your mind to where the experience it starts to create has to change. When I was dealing with,
and wait, before you go there, let me ask one other thing on this. Okay. So once they stop, let's say they go into different breath, and let's say they're not in the car right now. They're just visualizing this experience in your workshop. Okay.
Sure.
What's the next step there? Do they repattern in their own mind a different experience, or will the breath itself help them to get into a different experience, or do you have them stand up or move around or shake? What happens there? I'm curious.
That's the beauty of it. The breath is a different experience already. And then, you know, the tension release is a different experience already. The change in posture is a different experience already. So you're already doing all of that in the moment. So when you're thinking about it, so like if I were doing this with somebody else, you can do it with a visualization. But if you just think about the like I had somebody on the phone the other day, just yesterday, and he was talking to me about when he was being asked in school to research papers and how much his whole body just like feels drained by the amount of effort that's going to take. If anybody can relate to this.
Oh, yeah, going to work or waking up in the morning. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So in that moment, great. Your body has assumed the position. Okay. So what we want to do, it's linked that position and that energy state with that thought. So what we want to do is assume a different position while holding the thought. Oh, I got to go to work. Okay. What if I arch my back backwards and, you know, stick one finger up my nose and pull on one ear and half smile and breathe in a weird way? And then think about going to work. This feels stupid. That's right. You can think about work and feel like you're just a goofball. That's amazing. And in that moment, you're giving your body, your brain, direct feedback that says this one position is not required. It is an option, but it's powerful. Not required. So what I'll have people do is take a very strong memory, and I will have them go through a breathing practice. For instance, I would have them assume the position, and then I'll have them start to breathe different than what they were doing. Usually it's fairly big, sort of Wim Hof style breathing, if you're familiar with that, right? Because that's easy enough to mimic and everybody can pick up. There's a lot of other ways to do it. But so I'll have them start breathing. So let's say I'm down, I'm kind of in this spot, or I'm rocking back and forth because I'm anxious or something. And I have them stay there, just breathe different. Hold on to the thoughts. Keep thinking about the thing. Just breathe different. And then I have the breath get bigger. And then I have them start to change their posture with the breathing. And they're still holding onto the thought. By the end, they feel wonderful because I have them in a very open position. Their body's fully oxygenated. They're relaxed. They're a half smile on their face. They feel great. Then wow. I go, now we'll think back about the thought. And when they think back about it, I go, how is your body reacting now? And when they realize that their body, maybe the full reaction isn't gone yet, but when their body doesn't have the same level of reaction anymore,
right?
They realize, holy cow, I just did that. I just taught myself to stop freaking out about something that's not real. I can do that more. And it's that awareness that starts to empower people to realize that their freedom is really inside themselves. They were taught that it's in a pill or it's in a therapist or it's in a coach or it's in something else.
Wow. I love this. Okay. Well, listen, I got to take a break. It's not only the planet of addiction, it also seems to be the planet of fear. And, you know, we're really good at creating those fears in our life. So when we get back, let's talk about maybe some of the fears that we can maybe work on here and people can really let go of. All right. We'll be right back. And for all of you, I want to thank you for tuning into the show today. If you want to find out more about our shows, you can tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri, just play Voices of Courage podcast. All the podcasts will come up that we've done. We've done 300 or 400 of them so far. So I hope you'll check us out, and I hope you'll also let your family and friends know about this. Also, want to give a shout out to my sponsor, UK Health Network. They're over there in England. They're really doing a great job. They got million plus listeners out there. Also, E360 TV, they've got a million plus listeners now too. So those are monthly numbers. And also AMFM 247, which we have about 500,000 of you listening in every month. We appreciate that. And of course, all my TV networks, thank you so much for putting this on and helping us. Thank you so much. I hope you continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. And if you do, your life is going to get better and better and better and better. Take care. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. I'm so glad to have you today at the Voices of Courage show. Hey, let me ask you something. How's your happiness quotient right now? You know, are you feeling happy? Are you always happy? You know, I've learned over the years, nobody can make you happy if you choose to be happy, and nobody can make you unhappy if you choose to be unhappy. But you know what? A lot of people forget that. I know I forget that now and then. Today, we're going to be talking about mental wellness. We're going to be talking about the mind, how to be able to really use your mind in an appropriate way so that you bring in more happiness, more joy, more love. Listen, it's not all about being positive. We're going to give you some absolutely amazing tools so that you're going to be able to really start to shift your happiness in ways that will support you. You know, we're coming into a season right now that some can be stressful. You know, there's a lot going on in the world, a lot of stressors. But how do you maintain your equilibrium? How do you just stay joyful, stay even-minded, stay full of grace maybe on a daily basis? Well, I have an expert today that's going to give us the insights on how to do this. He's got a new book out. We'll be talking all about that. All right, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, we will interview my guest. Take care.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, I'll be right back with my guest. And before I get to him, I just want to mention that this show is your show. This show is all about you. This is for your family, your friends. My request to you is this week, go out there and share this show with someone. Have them go to our site, voicesofcourage.us, or go to our YouTube site or our Facebook or LinkedIn sites, any of those sites. And, forward this to a couple family, friends, and members that you know want to change their consciousness, want to feel better, want to feel healthier, more vital, more joyful. That's my request today. All right, let me get back to my guest, Bob Gardner. And Bob, fears. You know, a lot of people have fears. I mean, I'm really good at fear. I don't know about you, but I've practiced it. I'm really good at it. You know, that's why I wrote my latest book called The Courage to Change Everything, because I know that you got to get into courage to change those fears. But everybody's good at creating fears. All right, let's say we want to be fearless and break that fear pattern forever. How would you go about that with the by using the body?
So fear is a like if you think about any time that you are experiencing fear, how do you know you're experiencing fear? A lot of people are used to, well, my thoughts are this way or that way, or this could happen and that way. But when you really break it down and you get people to understand that when they are saying I'm experiencing fear, what they mean is I'm experiencing a certain state in my body that I don't like. It's causing my bladder to maybe want to release some urine. it's causing my legs to shake or my hands to get tingly. It's causing my heartbeat to go all haywire. And it's that fear. And if you think about it, all the things that you're afraid of, the one common thread is that state of the body. So the first thing that I'll work with people on is to recognize that in that state, they're perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with your heart beating. There's nothing wrong with your legs kind of like shaky and stuff. And neurologically, fear and excitement look the same on a functional brain scan. The difference is that whether a person likes it or doesn't like it, which is the same with pain. Pain is a creation of the mind. It's not inherent in the tissues of the body. And so it's like the brain's opinion about what it's seeing in the body. And the same thing with fear. Fear is your opinion about a certain body reaction. When you can start to recognize that this thing could just be excitement, the first thing I have people do is question it. What if this isn't fear? What if this is just a response? What if this is information? What if this is excitement? What if this is my body telling me, hey, I need to move, and it's so used to having to scream at me because I don't listen to the smaller cues. That if I start to learn how to listen to my body, I won't have to experience so much fear. So that's the first thing I have people do. Start to question, are you actually experiencing fear or are you experiencing body states? Because when you experience your heartbeat or your breath going one way or another, those are things that any human being on the planet can be like, okay, this is what I'm experiencing. I'm not really comfortable with it. I don't like it, but that's something I can change. Fear as a label is this it feels like a cloud. It's really tough to win a fight with a cloud.
So when we're we're using these senses. Okay, we got taste, smell, hearing, feeling. We have these senses, and these senses are our way to the outer world. And so somebody says something like, "Hey, go do this," or "I don't like you," and we have this reaction, right? This is the body reacts because it's been programmed. In my case, my parents were very controlling, telling me what to do, when to do, and how to do it for years and years. So I have a tendency when somebody says, go do this as a command, I tend to have a reaction. So how do we reprogram those reactions like that? Because I don't think I'm the only one out there that has that. I think a lot of people have this.
No, I'm the grandmaster at misery. Like I own that martial art. And so you got to go to a different dojo. You want to go to the dojo of delight instead of something else. But when you understand that all of those reactions are body states and you get stuck in that state, right?
Right.
What I wanted for me was that my reaction, even if it happened, I may not always be able to control whether or not it happens, but I wanted my body to take care of it on its own. Like a while ago, like 6 months ago, I had a panic attack because I had gotten up in the morning, worked out way too hard, hadn't had any food. We had a retreat we were running the next day. I was trying to mentally tax my, and my whole body started to go into the impending doom. I'm going to die and keel over on the floor here. And within like 30 seconds to a minute, my body took over and did some of the breathing practices I had been trained for however long. It did some stretching, some tension release stuff. And then all of a sudden I found myself singing at the piano because that elongates the breath and it's a beautiful thing to do. And within like a couple minutes, I was like over and done. And I was like, sweet, I don't even have to worry about panic attacks anymore. My body knows what to do. That's the kind of freedom I wanted, that even if I do have a negative emotion, I don't have to worry about it because my body's been trained. So the way that I do this with people is through martial arts. Because if you think about it, most of the negative reactions we have with people are in some form of conflict or with life itself. Mm. We're afraid, we're trying to win, we're trying to accomplish something, and there's some level of friction or conflict. And this martial arts kind of approach, it's kind of roughhousing and we're goofballs with it, but allows a person to engage that physiological reaction separate from the context of the situation. So that we're just training the body's, how the body handles its stress responses. So we'll use knives, we'll use sticks, we'll use lots of people laying on top of you, we'll use, water and whatever it is that we decide to use in a given environment for a certain person. And in those environments, what you have is somebody that's coming toward you and your body naturally hesitates, it freezes, it wants to protect itself. And I'm teaching them how to, I'm telling them, look, I'm not here to make you a fighter. I don't even pretend to be a great fighter. I don't even know what that would look like. I've never been in a fight in my life. I've trained my whole life, but I've never been in a fight, and the chances are getting smaller as I get older. So let's just say what I'm training you is how to allow yourself to be free in your body, regardless of what's going on. So I'm training them how to move when there's someone holding a knife or when there's somebody that's got a choke on them, and how to be like, okay, and realize that they have options. And this biological experience bypasses the thinking mind and directly insinuates itself into the neurology, to where the body's like, oh, I have this possibility, to where when I have a fear of something, instead of just sitting there and pushing against it and holding back, like a lot of them tend to do, they realize, oh, I can move this shoulder and I don't, oh, I can breathe differently. So after a period of training like this, one time I was walking into the store at night with my wife. And I had seen the first UFC and Royce Gracie destroy everyone and like freaking out, like, I don't know if I would survive if I got knocked to the ground like this. And I had gone searching for training and all of these other things, trained with these operatives. We're walking into the store at night. It's nighttime. It's dark. And some man off in the corner of my eye, I just catch him, is walking toward us at something of a clip. And so without even thinking, I just sort of changed the position so that I was closest and I raised one hand above my head just in case. I couldn't think. I didn't know what the guy was, if he was holding something, if he had any intentions. And so as he got closer, I saw, oh, he's just on his phone and he's not paying attention. But he looks up right at that moment and just sees me there like, oh, And I was totally ready, breathing normal, whatever. I was just ready to drop a hand on him in case he decided to do something, because I was, you know, strolling my way through the thing. And I was bigger. And all of this was unconscious. It came out of training. It was an unconscious competence. And that's what we train people with. When we do this way, they go home. They report back to us how they're not reacting to their children's freakouts in the same way. And how when their wife says something, there's like this gap between what's going on and the response that they're like, they realize they have a choice and there's not an immediate reaction, or the amount of their reaction has diminished and they're not beating themselves up over their reactions in the same way, because they realize they can just learn and they can, and it becomes this game. And now freedom is a game.
Yeah, I love this. This is powerful. Well, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. We come back. You have a book out, and I want people to know about your book. I want them to know about where to find you, and I also want to take a little deeper dive into the, you know, we're talking about the physical side. I want to see how it ties back into the mental, emotional, even spiritual side of this, because I believe, you know, healing is a quest. You know, anytime we're trying to heal something, it's not, you know, sometimes we can heal it 100% physically, but sometimes we need to work on other areas. So I'd like to get your take on that.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Candy Foster. I'm talking with Bob Gardner. And, you know, Bob, I want to talk about the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual piece about that. But I want to talk about your book right now. You have a book out, and now let's see. We're gonna have to move our heads a little bit the other way. So it's called "Built for Freedom." What do you mean, built for freedom? Who's built for freedom?
That was the idea. When I wrote this book, I wanted people who have finished reading it to realize that the way their bodies were designed is that they were built to experience freedom on its own. They don't have to go chase it. That they don't have to go acquire it, that it's not an achievement, that it's already their birthright. And to finish reading and go realize, wow, maybe there's nothing wrong with me. Maybe I've just been looking at the situation in a way that has made it seem impossible. And for somebody like you who loves to challenge the impossible, that's like, I mean, same thing. And I was like, look, what if it's just the way I've been looking at it? So I wanted this book to be a catalyst in somebody realizing, wow, what if there's not anything wrong with me? What if everything I need is in front of me? I came to the planet with it. And if I just learn to use these instruments in the way that they're designed, freedom will be a natural default setting, and happiness will be a default setting instead of something that I have to strive my whole life for.
Well, I love what you just said there about using the gifts that we've been given and understanding how to use it. Like, a lot of folks don't know how to use their brain. A lot of people don't know how to use their body. A lot of people don't know what to put in their body, in their mind. They don't realize their spiritual connection with everything. You know, there's just pieces here that, you know, I don't know about you. I personally didn't get that training growing up. So I had to learn on my own, right? And, you know, through trial and error. And of course, that's one of the reasons I do these shows, because I don't want everybody to have to go trial and error. The information's right here. So let's talk about that piece with regard to the book, right? In the book, first of all, let me back up. In the book, what are readers going to walk away with?
You're like, what I do is I break apart everything we've been talking about much deeper through all of the science and the history, wild wackadoodle stories, my own personal history, like, you know, everything in there. It's a wild ride walk through. What is stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, trauma, pain? What really is going on when we really look at it? And that includes all the mental, emotional, spiritual components. If we could break it down to a simple thing, what is happening? And what I'm trying to present to them is that even if it is a spiritual issue, the only way that you're actually aware of it is in your body. And that's where, that's the beauty of it, is your body's the single greatest personal development tool you've been given, that you can handle the mental stuff, you can handle the emotional stuff, you can handle the spiritual stuff by get paying attention to the place where the rubber meets the road in your physiological experience. And when you can toggle that, all of the layers of the human being start to change massively, quickly, in an accelerated pace, and your life experience begins to be created as something very, very different.
It's so good. I mean, if you think about it, you know, I've had guests on the show with iridology. You know, they're looking in the eyes. They can see all the, you know, what's going on in your body through your eyes. I've got people on the show that have, you know, one doctor's cured 50,000 kids that have ADD, ADHD, just with rebalancing their inner ears. I mean, a lot of it's physical. Okay, a lot of it's physical. You know, like you said, I mean, I look at, you know, society, I fly into some airports, I go, wow, all these people are got big. You know, well, they've learned how to get big really well. And, you know, but when you're saying the body is an indication, you know, if you're not feeling good being big, then your body's telling you something. If you're not feeling good with these stressors that are going on your chest or your gut, your body, like you said, it's the best personal development tool we've ever had. And yet so many people don't pay attention to it. How do we get people to pay attention to the body?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got to start with conversation, right? We didn't grow up going like, you know, sit down at the dinner table and mom's like, how's your spleen feeling today, sonny? You know, like that did not happen. And so like, we don't even realize we have a spleen most of the time. And yeah, so it's going to have to take a change in the conversation where we start to bring it back to honesty about your experience. And by honesty, I mean, let's strip off all the labels and just be honest. What exactly am I feeling when I'm feeling something?
I love it. Okay, I'm going to pause you right there because that's powerful. I'm running out of time. I can't believe we're going to have you back. This is really good. Really good conversation. Where do people get a hold of you and how can they get your book?
Yeah, so my book is available on Amazon. It's also available as a digital version for my website for cheaper. It's thefreedomspecialist.com. We have links to all the online programs, our retreats, everything else there at that website. Even my podcast, you can find links to that there so that you can, you know, if you just need some free tools and to help change the conversation, that's a place to start.
Bob, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And I'd love to have you back on. And for all of you, I want to thank you for tuning into the show today. If you want to find out more about our shows, you can tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri, just play Voices of Courage podcast. All the podcasts will come up that we've done. We've done 300 or 400 of them so far. So I hope you'll check us out, and I hope you'll also let your family and friends know about this. Also, I want to give a shout out to my sponsor, UK Health Network. They're over there in England. They're really doing a great job. They got million plus listeners out there. Also, E360 TV, they've got a million plus listeners now, too. So those are monthly numbers. And also AMFM247, which we have about 500,000 of you listening in every month. We appreciate that. And, of course, all my TV networks, thank you so much for putting this on and helping us. Thank you so much. I hope you continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. And if you do, your life is going to get better and better and better and better. Take care.